Screaming big band there for sure. That's the Whitworth Jazz Ensemble 2019. Dan Keberle is the director of the Whitworth Jazz Ensemble, and he's been at it for about 30 years. This band featured Andrew Petronin on alto sax, Logan Pinter on trumpet, Rodney Octamilla, I believe it is, on bass, and Kyle Caldwell on drums. And that was the Nat Adderley tune, The Work Song. The Whitworth Jazz Ensemble 2019, led by Dan Keberle, opening our Jazz Northwest for today. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. We're here with a sampling of regional jazz every Sunday afternoon at this time. Next is a recording which has been nominated for Northwest Jazz Recording of the Year. It's Kiki Valera and music from his album Vivencias en Clave Cubana, featuring Coco Freeman. This is a composition by Francisco José Freeman and Kiki Valera. It's a piece titled Para Continuar.
Salgo muy temprano en la mañana, como mucha gente luchando la vida, la luna velando y el sol aún dormido son testigos mudos de mi día a día. Mis ojos abiertos desde tempranito cuadran sus pupilas con un cafecito. Y así me voy, para vivir un día cualquiera que me bendice o me friega. Pero con fe yo seguiré. Sorprenderá. Unas veces ríes y otras veces llorarás, porque así es la vida y no la cambiarás. Siéntete contento, únete a mi canto, porque con esfuerzo se hace la felicidad. Y así me voy. Me voy para vivir un día cualquiera que me bendice o me friega. Pero con fe yo seguiré.
así es la vida.
Señores, ¿cómo es la vida, Kiki?
taken from a live broadcast in 1962, one of a series I produced, Live Jazz at the Penthouse. That was Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis leading that quintet. The first soloist was Lockjaw on tenor saxophone. The second soloist was Johnny Griffin. And you can always tell them apart because Lockjaw has a more gruff and rough-edged tone. Johnny Griffin, noted for sheer velocity of notes per second. Johnny Griffin, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, live at the Penthouse in 1962 from a live radio broadcast, and with Horace Parlin at the piano, and that wonderful bounce and that swing from Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor, the drummer, with mallets there at the end on the tom-toms. Bahia, composition by Ari Barroso, the great Brazilian composer. We had some music from Kiki Valera just before Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis. Kiki Valera's album Vivencias and Clave Cubana, featuring Coco Freeman, the lead vocalist there. That's a recording which has been nominated for a Northwest Recording of the Year award from Earshot. And that piece titled Para Continuar, composed by Francisco José Freeman and arranged by Kiki Valera. Para Continuar, affirmation of the spirit to forge ahead in life, to continue. Para Continuar. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie, and 88.5 KNKX connects you with the live jazz scene around the area. Next, we're going to be listening to a tune from the new album by the Westerlies, who are having a great celebration in Seattle last week. This is from their new recording, which is just out, and it's a great variety of music. It's called Wherein Lies the Good, which is the title tune, and a composition by Robin Holcomb. However, we're going to hear a couple of pieces from a suite of music that was done by the Golden Gate Quartet, a great gospel group from the 30s, I think it was, mostly. And they note in their liner notes here, as soon as we heard the Golden Gate Quartet, we knew we had to try some of their music. After all, there are four of them, and there are four of us. They were inspired by the swing era and the big bands and the brass sections and so on and so forth. So the singers of the Golden Gate Quartet imitated the sounds of those brass ensembles, and so we are now brass players imitating vocalists, imitating brass players who were only imitating vocalists to begin with, they note. Here are a couple of tunes from this suite, The Golden Gate Gospel Train and Travelin' Shoes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice version of Jerome Kern's Yesterdays with a lot of plucked strings in there. Frank Cole and John Stoll were the two guitarists. Frank Cole, mostly lead guitar there. Steve LaSpina was the acoustic bass player. Jerome Kern's Yesterdays, and that comes from Frank Cole's recording The Crossing with John Stoll and Steve LaSpina. Nice album. And before that, we were listening to the Westerlies and a couple of tunes from their Golden Gate Gospel Suite. We heard the Golden Gate Gospel Train and Travelin' Shoes as played by the Westerlies, Riley Mulhercar and Chloe Rollins on trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones, from their new album, Wherein Lies the Good, the Westerlies. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the area. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing a concert this evening at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. This will be a repeat from their earlier concert played in Seattle and Kirkland, Count Basie Meets Duke Ellington, and music by both Ellington and Basie bands, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert at the Edmonds Center for the Arts at 7 o'clock tonight. This concert, the one last fall at any rate, was nominated for Concert of the Year by the Golden Ear Awards of Earshot. Also, coming up on Wednesday, Xavier Le Couturier's quartet will be at the Sylvia Center for the Arts in Bellingham. And on Thursday, as part of the build-up to the Seattle Opera production of Charlie Parker's Yardbird, which opens on February 22nd, I'm going to be joined by saxophonists Stuart MacDonald and Jacob Zimmerman to talk about Charlie Parker's career, his music, his contribution to the art, and just why this cat was so important to our music. And this will take place before a showing of the film Bird by Clint Eastwood. And this will take place at the Seattle International Film Festival Cinema Uptown on Lower Queen Anne, or the Uptown area, as part of the prelude, the build-up to Seattle Opera's Charlie Parker's Yardbird, opening on February 22nd. We'll get together on Thursday with Stuart MacDonald and Jacob Zimmerman to talk about Charlie Parker before the showing of the film. Also coming up this week, Jacqueline Tabor will be at Vito's on Thursday night, and Branford Marsalis Quintet has a series of dates playing at the Triple Door Thursday through Saturday, Branford Marsalis Quintet. David Sanborn will be at Jazz Alley Thursday through Sunday. Friday night next week, Mercedes Nicole will be at the Pacific Room Alki, and Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa at the North City Bistro, and Xavier Le Couturier at the Pacific Room Alki Saturday night. And also on Saturday night, Marina Albero Project, her great solo piano and psalterium at Stage 7 Piano in Kirkland. Ray Shelbred and the Yeti Chasers, great trad band, will be performing at Third Place Commons in Lake Forest Park on Saturday night, while J. Thomas Quartet will be playing at Boxley's in North Bend. Just a few of the highlights. If you'd like more information, check out the calendar at knkx.org. Also, a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's a tune from Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa album, Joy, and she is performing Friday night at the North City Bistro, where she often performs. This is just a trio piece, but a beautiful bolero composed by Ann Reynolds. This bolero is called I Never Meant to Love You, with Kelsey Mines on bass and Steve Smith percussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recorded in person at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver, BC. That was a group led by Corey Weeds on alto sax, with Terrell Stafford on trumpet, the late great Harold Mayburn at the piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, also from the Northwest. That was a tune that was written by Tina Brooks called Gypsy Blue, live at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver. Before that was Ann Reynolds at the piano, Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa, and she was heard there with her bass player and percussionist, Kelsey Mines and Steve Smith. The tune, composed by Ann Reynolds, I Never Meant to Love You. Ann Reynolds plays regularly at the North City Bistro, and she will be there this coming Friday night. On last week's program, we featured a tribute to Billie Holiday with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and guest vocalist Jacqueline Tabor. Due to time restrictions, we had to cut the encore from that concert, but a number of people have asked if we could include it on today's program, so we will conclude this program with the encore to last week's program, a concert in tribute to Billie Holiday. It's a song that Billie Holiday didn't do all that often. It wasn't part of her regular repertoire, but on special occasions when it seemed warranted, she did perform this song. It's a very powerful song about a dark period in American history. After the concert, we asked Jacqueline Tabor what the song means to her.
I am honored to present a song that was written for Billie Holiday, only done as an encore, in silence and with dim light. It is a story that tells us to always remember the past so that we have a bright future. This is Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Santa Magnolia, sweet and fresh, then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind for the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. Here is a strange and bitter
much.
The encore to a concert in tribute to Billie Holiday, sung by Jacqueline Tabor with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which was conducted by Michael Brockman. This concert was one of a series. Future concerts coming up include Joshua Redman, tenor saxophonist, with the orchestra on April 4th and 5th, and Christian McBride performs with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which has commissioned a new work from Christian McBride, which will be premiered at concerts June 13th and 14th. Also a reminder with the SRJO is the 9th annual Round Midnight fundraiser gala on March 7th, and it takes place at the Sunset Club on First Hill. And the entire orchestra is going to be performing at this gala. For more information, see the website at srjo.org. One other bit of news we'd like to pass on to you before leaving today. 5 Seattle area high school jazz bands have been selected to perform at the annual Essentially Ellington contest in New York City. Selected from over 106 entries, they are Garfield and Roosevelt High Schools, Mount Lake Terrace High School, Mount Si, and for the first time, Seattle Jazz Ed. All are going to New York City to compete in Essentially Ellington May 7th through the 9th. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Remember, we have a podcast available, and you can also stream this program at any time at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.